Hello?
Hi, is this Meng?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Meng. I'm calling from Penguin Book Writers Finance Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear that. Meng, I'm only going to take like 10 minutes of yours if it's a good time to talk.
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. I believe that you addressed your refund concern to our compliance department, and we were supposed to go ahead and initiate your refund on the basis of that. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, I have been waiting for the refund for the past 2 months.
That is correct. And the problem is that we are facing a technical difficulty in terms of having the amount refunded back to you. The thing is that we use merchants like third-party payment gateways in order to facilitate any kind of financial transactions, incoming or outgoing. At this point of time, the amount is not going through a server. So there is a technical glitch there. Now, due to some odd reason, we are unable to issue the refund to you. I just wanted to make sure that is your card and the account active associated with that payment?
Yes, it has been active.
Okay, and can you confirm whether it's Visa, Master, Discover, or American Express?
It is Visa.
Visa, okay. All right. Okay, Meng, we're going to try an alternate option. It's not a sure shot thing, but I would like you to be a bit patient with us. It's not a usual scenario. It's not something that happens every second day. It's definitely a technical glitch, and I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it in terms of how we can get you that amount, the refund amount that is committed to you as soon as possible. So my entire purpose of having this call was just to confirm whether the account and the card is still active. Secondly, just to reassure you that we will be refunding the amount to you. So just sit tight, be patient. We'll provide you further updates, okay?
Why not you guys just send me a check for that refund? I mean, I've been waiting for 2 months, and this is like getting to the edge that, you know, I was actually seeking for a legal pass for that. So it's not that I have not been patient, but, you know, like the amount of time that I've been waiting is physically, it's beyond the normal scenario. So can I get a check from you guys?
I understand. That's what I'm going to begin working on. The problem is that since we use a third-party facilitator, which is a merchant or a payment gateway, we do not get an option to deliver a check or possibly reroute the amount to a different account. The only option that we get from that merchant or from that portal is to return the amount via the original payment method. Now, that would be the payment method which you use to make the payment initially, and that's the only possible option that we have. We have reattempted already 3 times, and I understand that you've been patient, but this is an unusual scenario. That's the reason why I'm coming up to you proactively.
Can I get a proof for the previous transaction so that I can verify if your refund to the card that I initially used? The reason why I'm actually want a evidence for that is because I'm already setting up a case with the Business Bureau, so they're already on the case. So I would like to have like the evidence of all the transactions that you guys have to prove that you already did that.
Meng, first of all, why are you initiating with this with Better Business Bureau when we are looking into this? I mean, it would make sense for you to reach out to them if we fail to do that, or if we told you that we are not refunding the amount. If I'm telling you that I'm resolving it, there's no need for you to reach out to them.
Yeah, so the contract has been, like, the refund should be issued within 24 to 48 hours.
And we did that.
And you guys meet.
And we did that, and there was a technical glitch. The contract does not talk about a technical glitch, which is a one-in-a-million scenario. So, Meng, all I'm trying to say is that, see, if we drop the ball, if we disappear, let me give you scenarios in which you should bring in Better Business Bureau, okay? If we disappear from the face of the earth, we're not answering your calls, we're not talking to you, we have just disappeared in thin air. That's when you reach out to them. Second scenario, in which I tell you or one of our representatives come up to you and tell you that, you know what, Mang, we are not returning your money or we are not refunding you. That's when you reach out to them. So these are like the worst case scenarios. Even they are going to ask you whether or not you are you got the resolution from our end. See, your contract states clearly that your refund should be initiated within 24 to 48 hours. We did that, but the amount kept coming back. We have attempted 3 times already. So again, we
I need to see that evidence that you guys attempted, and that's it.
Of course, I'm sending that.
I understand that.
Of course, I'm going to go ahead and send that to you. I'm going to send you the attempts and the details on which we have attempted to refund the amount, okay? It's not going to be the complete details. Obviously, your account details and all of that is confidential, but I will be able to pull off the last 4. So I'm going to provide you the information of that. Of course, it's going to take me like 24 hours. It's already 3:30 my end, Pacific Standard Time. So give me till tomorrow. Let me provide that proof. And if I fail, if me or the company fails to provide the refund to you, and if we come back to you and tell you that, you know what, man, we are not returning your money, or we can't return your money, there is nothing else that we can do, that is when you should include Better Business Bureau.
I just want my money back. So whatever ways that can help to expedite that, please do that.
So let's do that in a civilized manner, man, because we are trying to have this resolved as soon as possible for you. At this point of time, we have taken the standard route that failed. Now we are looking into the possibility of any alternate options, like any alternate routes. So at least let us attempt that. If that doesn't work, then you feel free to go ahead and report us, you know, do a case, sue us in the court, any of those things. But at this point of time, it's not that worse. So I would request you to please drop whatever you're doing with Better Business Bureau so I can provide you a resolution in a civilized manner. See, the things are only going to get messier. If you go to Better Business Bureau, my legal team is going to intervene. And I don't want them to be very honest, they do not work the way I'm trying to work things out with you. And it's not that gone, long gone case. You know, you understand what I'm saying? We don't need to make this messier. Again, for you, for your own guidance, it's a little advice from my end, Meng. At this point of time, just give me a chance to have this fixed through the alternate routes. If I do not have the resolution for you, let's say by the end of next week max, let's keep it that way, because obviously it's going to take some time for me to work on the alternate resolution as well. That is when you go ahead and approach Better Business Bureau. At this point of time, there's no need to take any further action because we are already catering to you and we are already entertaining your request.
Okay, I'll wait until next week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pause the case and hopefully I can have my money back. Thank you for looking into this.
No problem. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Have a nice day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.